This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
Can't stay away from that song. Every so often I just have to play it and play it really loud over and over and over again. It's The Animals with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. It's one of my favorite songs of all times, I think. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm Michael Slade. It's a Tuesday edition of Beneath the Surface. And we got a packed up show today. We're going to actually have a little special Thanksgiving offering to you somewhere in the middle, a Thanksgiving prayer, so stay tuned for that. And towards the end, we're going to be talking with Clay Kane, a writer for The Advocate, who's going to be talking with us about black people and Proposition 8 and sort of exploring that whole big controversy that's been unleashed. And before that, we'll be talking with Yolanda Williams, the mother of Dante Story Jr., who was killed by the police, the LAPD, up around 3rd in Vermont, up in that neighborhood there, on November 11th. And Yolanda's going to be talking with us about the murder of her son and what's happened since then. But before we get into all that, we are going to spend some time talking with two organizers of a nationwide tour that's going around to high schools all throughout the country. And it's talking to students about military recruiters. And they're actually building a campaign to stop the military recruiters. And this is Emma Kaplan, who's a youth student coordinator with World Can't Wait, and Phil Aliff, who's an Iraq war veteran. And the two of them are joining us now to talk about this tour. Emma, Phil, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? Phil, are you there? Can barely hear you, Phil. Okay, Emma, if you're sitting in the same room with Phil, stick a pin in him. Okay. I can't hear him. Anyway, Emma, why don't we start with you and see what, why don't you tell us a little bit about this tour, what's going on with this tour, what it is and what you're doing with it.
Well, this tour, is something that was launched by, World Can't Wait as, vehicle for people to actually, end this war and end, the occupation that's been brought into being by the Bush administration, and to actually prevent, further war with Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, Pakistan. We think that actually people living in this country need to take responsibility for, their crimes that their government is committing, and actually put it on themselves to bring it to a halt, which is, a very different thing than, asking or waiting for, somebody up top in the government to do it. So what we're doing is we're going to national high schools around the country and, talking to kids about the truth, about, what it actually means to join this war, talking about the experiences of what it is that you're going to be a part of and what it is that you're going to be asked to do. And we actually want to create a situation where these recruiters are driven off of, campuses and out of the communities, because Obama's actually calling for 92,000 more troops in the military. And, those bodies are actually going to come from somewhere, and they're going to come from the people who are in high school right now. And so what we are doing is we're going and telling, kids the truth. A lot of kids are, really trying to, figure out what they want their lives to be about. They're at a crossroads. If, they're going to just go along with things, if they're going to worry about, getting into college, making money, getting a career, or if they're going to have their lives be about, something else, and how is this generation going to be remembered? Are they going to be remembered as, the generation that actually, stopped this war by, saying we're not going to be a part of it anymore, and we're going to challenge you every time you come to our campus?
Now, Phil, you are joining it as speaking from a veteran's point of view, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what do you bring to the tour? What do you bring when you go in to talk to these high school students?
Well, I actually joined the military based on my economic conditions. I dropped out of high school. I had a GED. So I joined for college money and for a way out of looking for a way for some stability in my life, really. And I think that I didn't really have the access to other veterans or a perspective of what it's actually like in the military to make a more informed decision. So I think that's what I'm trying to get across to some of the students that we've been talking to, is This is like actually letting them know about the reality of military service, letting them know that, you know, most people actually do deploy to Iraq, despite what recruiters say, that 1 in 3 women are sexually assaulted. That's something that a lot of high school students don't know. So, like, trying to convey some of these things so that they can make a more informed decision.
Now, you served in Iraq?
Yes, I did. I served with the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division from August of 2005 to July of 2006. I was in Abu Ghraib City outside of Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. And so when you go and talk to people, do you talk to them about what it meant to actually join the military?
Yeah, I talk to them. I feel like with the current economic conditions, I think a lot of people can relate to my story and trying to find a way out of poverty, really. And so I talk to them about, what is the reality of the things that we're doing? U.S. troops are being asked to go fight in a war and being put in a position where, because of the policies, because of the rules of engagement, because of the policies of the Bush administration, they're being put in a position where atrocities are being committed. And I don't think that's the soldiers' fault. I think that's the fault of the policies that are being put in place. But it is unfortunate that young people like myself were put in that position where we had to do that. And I want to let young people know about that so that they can understand that it's not, when I was joining the military, my recruiter told me, you'll probably go to Iraq, but not everyone does. You never know. But in reality, most people do. So people are going to be faced with that if they are joining the military, and they should know.
Now, when you talk to people about what you had to do, what you saw in the military, and what you had to do in the military, what kind of response do you get from people? Because I don't know if people, a lot of times people don't really quite get that, and including, I think, actually even with a lot of the troops, there's this whole argument that goes out of, look, you're just doing what you have to do to get through it. But people are actually end up doing things that, as a human, they would never have ever thought that they would be doing, and also that end up being crimes against humanity in a very real sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that the narrative coming from the U.S. government is that things are, relatively well in Iraq. Things have been going relatively well, and I think the reality is quite different. We still know that U.S. soldiers are dying, that Iraqi civilians are dying, and so I think, like, talking about those things, talking about, how my unit was attacked by Iraqis that lived in villages around where we were operating because of the things that my unit was doing specifically, breaking into people's houses at 2 a.m. and shaking them out of bed and tossing their house, things like that. People don't hear about that every day on the news, and I think that it is a little bit shocking, but I think that the reaction has been, what can we do to actually bring that to an end and make sure that that's not happening anymore and that young people aren't being put in a situation where they have to do those things.
Now, Emma, you have a, Phil was just saying that you talk about this, the Bush administration, the policies of the Bush administration, but you've launched this tour in the waning days of the Bush administration in particular, and the sort of coming into being of this new administration. Do you run into people saying, well, what are you talking about? Obama's talking about, getting out of Iraq. What's the situation here? How do you deal with stuff like that? Do you run into it, and then how do you deal with it?
Well, I think that there is a particularity to what Phil is speaking to about the policies that have been brought forward by the Bush regime in terms of, preemptive war, open, this country has never been, above torturing people, but this is the first time that they've actually openly tortured people. There has been a whole precedence that has been set into place, and because it wasn't repudiated by, the people, it is going to continue by whoever becomes the next president. And Obama has actually, talked about this openly. He is somebody that is, an avid supporter of the No Child Left Behind Act, which talks about, the fact that, for people who don't know, what the No Child Left Behind Act does is it actually, offers the school money to be able to fund the military in exchange for the futures of students, essentially. They give them their numbers, their addresses, they come and visit them at home. And, the Obama argument is actually, really interesting. I mean, one of the things that, Phil was telling me was that he actually got a letter in the mail from the military trying to convince him to join back up, saying that Obama will get us out of Iraq. And so you can see a little bit of how people are being, trained to think that this war is is over, when really, you know, that's not the case. They're just looking at a different way to actually go about and maintain the U.S.'s domination all over the world. And so people are being drawn into the process. There's a letter actually in Revolution newspaper that people should check out that actually talks about, you know, there's a kid who's, you know, working in a grocery store, and he's talking to this guy who was in the U.S. military, or was thinking about, you know, joining up in the U.S. military. And the, you know, his friend asked him, why the hell would you want to join the guy who wrote this letter? Why the hell would you want to join the U.S. military? Look at what they're doing in the world. Why would you want to fight for America? And this guy says, well, I wouldn't be fighting for America. I'd be fighting for Obama. So in a certain sense, Obama is, you know, re-winning people to the idea of there's still something good, of, you know, there's still something good about, you know, this war, the war on terror. And, you know, honestly, going into the high schools, there's a certain cynicism towards, you know, the government, and that there is a sense from these students that he isn't going to, you know, do what people think he's going to do. One of the students that we asked the question to was, do you think that the government lies? And almost, you know, everybody in the class, you know, raised their hand. And so from, you know, the youth in this country, they aren't so, you know, wed to the idea that Barack Obama is a savior who's going to come and take this out of it. And they've seen their parents sort of go from, you know, completely non-political, you know, not caring about or even confronting what's going on in this country. And then all of a sudden they're crazy about Obama. And they're like, whoa, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we are going to high school students, because we do feel that there's a basis to actually, you know, break with a lot of the, you know, they're not so indoctrinated with, you know, all of this stuff that you actually, you know, can't change these things. That these are the way things have always been, and that you have to accept that youth have been at the forefront of every movement in history exactly for that reason.
Now, Phil, you spoke at the Winter Soldier hearings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Do you bring any of that to what you bring into the schools? Do you fill people in on so not just what you did or learn or in your unit, but actually what you learned about the overall character of military involvement in these wars?
Yeah, we've actually been showing clips from Winter Soldier in the classrooms.
Hmm.
And I think that one of the things that we've been really trying to get across to the high schoolers is kind of the same message that we talked about at Winter Soldier, the fact that, you know, these atrocities being committed in Iraq and Afghanistan are not the fault of a couple of bad apples, as the U.S. government would like us to believe, but instead, it's actually about the policies that the Bush administration put into place, like the rules of engagement themselves. You know, and I think that one thing that we've been really trying to do is say to young people that, you know, we want you to see the testimony of Winter Soldier, and we want you to show your friends who are thinking about joining the military so that they can make a more informed decision about what they're getting themselves into based on the experience of all of these brave veterans who stepped forward and you know, told about their experiences and actually painted a much clearer picture of what's actually happening in Iraq and Afghanistan than we usually hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask, I don't know, either one of you can answer this, but when you go to these and you know, or actually, let me ask you another question, Phil. Actually, it's something that sort of shocked me when I read the paper this morning. You know, they just did this thing on top of everything else. They just did this this whole thing with the changing in if somebody gets wounded. You know, people who suffered very traumatic wounds, and it was just an article in the paper this morning where they've narrowed down. They've actually really honed in on, you know, what actually constitutes a combat injury. So all these people who were wounded in various ways are apparently finding out that they're losing all kinds of benefits and things aren't being paid for, and it's a really a horrendous. It really is a sort of use them and throw them away kind of thing, you know. Have you seen that? Hello, Phil.
Yes, I'm here. I'm
okay, I'm just wondering if you had seen that change in the law around defining combat injuries, narrowing down the definition so that people aren't even getting treated now for what, you know, for things that they, you know, that they suffer obviously in the war, and you know. They come back and what once was considered a combat injury is no longer considered that.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that earlier, and I think that it's such a disgrace that, you know, especially the Republican Party, while they were in power the last 8 years, they really tried to scale back you know, access for veteran services and, you know, actually helping out veterans, giving them better things like health care. And we saw it also, you know, when the bankers and the U.S. government were haggling over the $700 billion bailout, the Bush administration passed a $600 billion defense spending bill. It was actually a record spending bill, where they only allotted $78 billion to veteran services, and that money is actually pooled with base construction costs. So a lot of that money that should be going to veteran services is actually going to companies like Halliburton to rebuild bases. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that when we think about what's happening right now in this country, when we think about especially the economic crisis, veterans are left swimming in debt while these companies like AIG and Merrill Lynch are, you know, rigging their golden parachutes. I think that if we really want to talk about, you know, supporting people in the military, you know, on a human level, we really need to bring them home from Iraq and Afghanistan and give them the things that they need, like adequate health care, despite their discharge status, despite all the things that the U.S. government has put in place now to try to block those things. I think that we actually need to give these people the health care and the things that they need so that we're not putting a whole new generation of veterans out on the street with all the problems that we've seen in the past.
Now, tell me this. You guys have just started the tour, and you're coming here to Los Angeles on December 1st to December 5th. What are you asking people to do in terms of this tour coming in? What are you asking people to do? I noticed that there was a list of things that you're suggesting people do, either in preparation for the tour or in conjunction with the tour.
One of the things that we're asking people to do is we really are going to have to rely on, you know, the students and even people listening to this show right now to actually, you know, promote the content of what's happening, you know, in this tour, the reality is of, you know, what it means to actually, you know, not only, you know, join this war, but to have these recruiters in the schools. And that, you know, there's a whole responsibility that people in this country have. If there's somebody in your town, in your community, that's trying to enlist people to, you know, go and, you know, be a part of, you know, murder, rape, and torture, you know, what is your responsibility with that? And so, you know, we want it to be going really viral on MySpace. We met some youth today in a high school who were just like, what can we do? We want to do something, you know, right now. We want to do something like this week. And so they're going to find out when the recruiters are coming on to their campus. And this place that we went to in particular today is called Morton West High School, which I don't know if people remember, but there was a huge battle that went on when students sat in on military recruiters, and there was a whole, you know, bounce back where then the administration tried to expel the students. So there's been sort of a clampdown, and, you know, honestly, the resistance hasn't been there against recruiters because there's been a whole climate of, you know, fear and repression that's been created. And so they were like, what, you know, we want to do something again. What can we do? And so they're going to be taking on recruiters with the truth. We have a pamphlet that you can find on the www.wearenotoursoldiers.org website, and it has materials that people can actually go and download. And, you know, if you're a teacher, bring this tour into your classroom. You know, send out, we have a letter that we're sending out to socially conscious teachers where you can go on there and send the letter to other people you know, send the letter to, you know, to teachers. And then when these recruiters come onto the school, let's confront them with the truth. If they're there, you know, show the testimony of Winter Soldier. Because mm-hmm, exactly. A lot of times they show these videos where you're, you know, you're working out and you're getting all buff and it's real, you know, glamorous, and they have you playing video games. But let's show, you know, what it's like for real, and create a situation where, you know, they're nervous and they can't, mm-hmm. They're nervous to come on campus because of the things they're going to be, you know, confronted with. And eventually, you know, I see a situation where they're actually sweating because they have a quota they need to meet. They need to continue this war, and they're unable to meet it.
Well, you know, Emma, I'll tell you, there was a guy I interviewed on the show a couple years back, Jimmy Massey, who spent the early part of his Marine Corps career recruiting people to join the Marines and go to war. Then he went to Iraq, and he became an objector and a resistor to the war. He came back. He was kicked out of the military, and he since then has dedicated his life to going back to all the high schools that he went and tried to recruit people to and telling them the truth about the war. And what I'm reading in your material where it says, this tour will bring students the desperately missing truth of what the war on terror is, no matter who is president, you know, I think it's an extremely important thing. So, I think it's really great what you're doing. The website is www.wearenotyoursoldiers.org.
.org, and then www.worldcan'twait.org.
Okay, and the phone number, if people want to know how to get hold of you, or an email, email and phone number? They want to set up school appointments or anything?
Yeah, the email is youth_students@worldcantwait.org, and you can find the phone number on the website.
I think the phone number here I have is 347-385-2195.
That's correct.
Okay, 347-385-2195. Emma Phil, thank you very much for joining us today. And you will be in Los Angeles from the 1st to the 5th of December. So if people have any ideas about schools to go to, classes to get into, meetings to go to, people to meet, call that number or email them. All right? Thank you very much.